You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Demons control the church. They've been trying to control the church ever since Ananias and Sapphira tried to join it 2,000 years ago and lying to the Holy Spirit. I don't know, do demons control the church of Jesus Christ? We know the gates of hell won't prevail against it. But I see pictures of the church today. I see a man on his knees holding another man's hand, asking the other man if he'll have his hand in marriage. Right in the church. And the church applauds. And the pastor says, thank God for you. Has the falling away already happened? Look around. This is not your daddy's United States of America anymore. Now, granted, there still could be some big mother of all fallen aways when they come riding into town and line everyone up. Is that my speculation? No, it's not. It's Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 and 10. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations on account of my name. And then many will, guess what it says? And betray one another, hate one another. All I'm saying is you, me, believers in Jesus Christ, can't point to that text and say, that hasn't happened yet. Because it has. Let's go outside the United States and look at England. Have you any idea what the number one newborn name in Great Britain is today? Muhammad. It's gotten so bad that from the deepest tribes of Africa, they've got to send missionaries to England. That's where we've gone. The day of Christ can't come until the falling away comes first. What do? We get out our pens and write, check mark. That's already happened. I mean, this text might scream pre-tribulation rapture by the time we're done with it. I don't know. Funny, too, what this Greek word for depart, aphistemi, really means. Here's the best definition I've ever heard in my life for this Greek word, this verb here, depart. Here's the best definition I've ever heard. You ready? To distance oneself for the purpose of not incurring the dangers of that association. Kind of like, are there any Christians here? Or like Peter. On that cold April night, warming himself by the fire, following from a distance, right? Because he was afraid. He didn't want to associate with Jesus, but then one of them saw him and said, you're one of Jesus' pals. And what did he say? He put his hand on a stack of Bibles, raised his right hand and said, I have never heard of Jesus Christ. That's what Peter said. That's what men and women will say too. When it gets hot in the kitchen. What happened to Peter can happen to anybody. What happened to Peter is going to happen to anyone whose names aren't written in the book of life, and people that haven't abided under the mighty hand of God during tribulation in your life. God doesn't want it to happen to you, so guess what he does to ensure against that? He makes your life difficult. with painful, hard struggles to bring you to your knees and leads you to call on the name of the Lord to help in times of trouble. This is why God makes your life difficult. This is why you go through struggles. This is the answer why for 20 years I've wondered what this meant. This is why James says this: my brethren, count it all joy. I mean, what a preposterous statement this is in the flesh. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials. Knowing that, I mean, there's a reason. God's sovereign. He's still on the throne. He makes no mistakes. He's not whistling Dixie somewhere. He's in charge. Knowing that, the testing of your faith develops perseverance, endurance, strength. Makes you like David. Walk up to someone 9'6" and say, "You're in my way, friend." Remember how David got that. Same chapter, it says he killed a lion and a bear. Then he ran into Goliath. God wants to do the same thing with you, too. He wants to give you the victory over your lion and bear, so that when the crazy Muslim walks through the door and says, "Are there any Christians?" Hill's favorite saying is, "I'm first in line." He says that on the radio almost every day. If you've never abided under the hand of God, if you have cut bait and run every time, you'll never be able to stand at the end. If you don't trust God now, how are you going to trust him then? By the way, remember, this is what Satan does. Skin for skin, he says. All that a man has, he will give for his life. That's a quote. That's what Satan thinks about you. Until you prove him different. All that a man has, he will give for his life. He thinks you will do anything to save your hide. Remember that. Next time you're going through a severe storm or find yourself in a wicked battle, God is at work in your life. And I'll say it again. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And with that in mind, Paul said, you'll never see that great, wonderful day until the falling away comes first. And number two, the man of sin is revealed. What would you say if I could show you what day of the week that was going to happen? Would you throw me out? Would you think I'm, huh? Oh, okay, let's go there. See if you throw me out. Man's going to throw me out. Revelation chapter 11, verse 3. Now, how long have you known me? Come on now, give me some credit. The day of Christ, that good day, that glorious day, Jesus is coming back, can't happen until two things happen first. The falling away from the faith by the church of Jesus Christ has got to happen. Check. The man of sin's got to be revealed. Now, I'm going to show you one place where he is revealed. But what saves me from Brother Solana from kicking me out of the church is that maybe he's been revealed before this. But this is one guaranteed, definite day where you can circle it on the calendar, just like the Battle of the Bulge. You'll know the day this is going to happen. Here it goes. Revelation chapter 11, verse 3. I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. How long is that? 3.5 years. Verse 6. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. How long is that? 3.5 years. Verse continues. They have power over the waters to turn them to blood and strike them with all plagues as often as they desire. Verse 7. When they finish their testimony. When's that? 1,260 days. Get out your calendar. When they finish their testimony, The beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. Now, I believe that this man of sin that Paul talks about is the Antichrist that John talks about. And this same individual here is one that comes up from the bottomless pit. Notice, please, the Antichrist's not from New York. He's not from China. He's not from Israel. He's not from Rome. He's not from Greece. But he comes up from the bottomless pit. He's from hell. I put it to you, Esposito's opinion is he's already dead. And he's already lived. Because there's more to this guy than meets the eye. He's not your average everyday person here. Now, the day of Christ will not come until two things happen. We've just looked at the first one, right? The falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed. So I would say, the day these two guys show up in Jerusalem and start preaching Christ, you can get out your calendar or get out your app and you can go forward 1,260 days down to the day. Now, like I said before, maybe this guy is going to be revealed before that. I don't know, but he's going to be revealed here in this text. The man who comes out of the bottomless pit and makes war with them and overcomes them, that's your man. Now, brethren, now, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So Antichrist sits as God. Revelation 13 tells us he deceives those who dwell on the earth. Revelation 12 tells us all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names aren't written in the book of life. So I leave you today with some simple arithmetic. You've heard me say it many times. I'll say it again in here. Two statements. Number one, the Antichrist will have great power to deceive people at the end of the age. Statement two, the Antichrist will sit as God. Add them up, what do you get? Bedlam. Trouble on planet Earth. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. This is Revelation 12:9. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil's come down to you, having great wrath.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth.